Finally, princess. It's you and me. He grunts, shoving me against the wall. I can't move my right arm, which is still clamped onto my pistol in a death grip. I'm so close to ending him, but I can't move my arm into position to do it. I have to change tactics. I release my grip on the pistol, and the sound of it clattering against the floor catches his attention, just for an instant. I kick him in the stomach, knocking him backwards. It gives me time to draw my knife and attack him. Somewhere, deep in the city of San Francisco, is a small magic shop called Simple Magic. At first glance, it may not seem like much, but you can find every type of magical supplies you could ever need, every type of herb you can imagine, and even some you may not have heard of. There are crystals for healing or power, or just decorating your house, and even some rare books on magic that the internet hasn't discovered yet.
She's been using my victory as propaganda against his followers, I mutter. The victory tour these past few weeks has been even more ridiculous than I expected.
She has to maintain the matriarchy and show indisputable evidence of her power.
He nods, but rolls his eyes very slightly.
That is not what I am here to discuss.
Back from a military campaign no more than a few hours, and Mother already sends him to chastise me. Is it Aislinn or the footage? He lets out a long sigh, then glances at Afanin.
My apologies, but would you excuse us?
Afanin nods and steps away like a ghost. Knox watched her from his seat at the head of the wagon while she chased the rabbit across the field. Janna would run so low to the ground that with every incline, her hands and fingers would brush against the dirt and claw at it for purchase, causing her to run in spurts like a wild animal. He knew that if she caught the rabbit, as she had already caught others before, she would likely break it beneath her fingers, even biting into the flesh, blood staining and dribbling down her chin, while she stared blankly ahead. He could only imagine in those moments that she paused to wonder why it didn't taste like cooked meat. She was smart, inexplicably smart for Seven, but her logic wasn't right, and most of the time, it was unpredictable too.